In the studio with us, Amy Marie Schmidt. She's a registered nurse at Sawtooth Mountain Clinic. She's here to help us understand how to guard against too much sun exposure, and we've certainly had a lot of that. They're not kind of few and far between in the North Woods, so it's tempting to soak it up before winter sets in, but there are risks for overindulging in the sun, right?
Correct.
Tell me about it.
Well, just, you know, a couple of the risks. Everybody's probably heard of a sunburn, which is the redness or inflammation, and if severe enough, the blistering or peeling of the skin after overexposure to the UV rays from the sun. There would be skin cancer, which is kind of a scary thing, but also caused by the overexposure of UV light, and that is when the sun will actually change the structure of the skin cells and then can cause malignancy or cancer. Heat exhaustion, which is kind of in a different category, but dizziness, nausea, weakness caused by the depletion of your electrolytes and body fluids from being in the sun or heat, and then wrinkles on a totally superficial.
Wrinkles?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I should have stayed out of it. Never mind. So what's this ultraviolet light stuff? What exactly is it, and why do we need to watch out for it?
Well, these are the invisible rays that the sun, the invisible radiation, excuse me, that the sun puts off. And those are the ones that are going to cause all the damage. You can also get them from tanning beds or sun lamps. So if you are an indoor tanner, definitely something that you want to steer clear of, because the UV rays are plentiful in both of those things. And the UV rays can actually penetrate and change the skin cells, which is what ends up causing the damage. So that's why the UV rays are so lethal, so to speak.
Well, what can we do from getting too much UV and still enjoy summer outside? Let's start with the obvious one we've already mentioned.
Sure.
Sunscreen.
Yep. Sunscreen, huge. SPF of at least 15.
Now, what's an SPF?
Oh, you're going to ask me all these technical things. I mean, it's the amount of protection against the UV rays that you get from the sunscreen. I don't know what it stands for.
Formula or
simple
or
as
something
that.
Like that. Yeah. But so 15 is what?
Is fine.
What's better than 15?
30.
Oh, okay.
And even better than that would be 50. And I think there's even some in the 70s that you can find. So the higher the number, the more protection.
So if you're really fair like you and me.
Correct. We should wear it. Yeah. High.
Ooh. Let's remind people that if they come up here to listen to the music this afternoon, starting at what, 1? And put some sunscreen
on. Yes, please.
So, okay. So what else can we do to be safe in the sun?
Besides sunscreen?
Yeah.
If you can wear a wide-brimmed hat, that's great, because that's going to keep the sun off of your face and ears and the back of your neck. Clothing, you know, covering up as much as you can, which is not always practical when it's super hot, but even throwing a t-shirt on can be really helpful. And if you have a shirt that's wet, it's really not going to do you any good. So, like,
really?
If you are swimming, the UV rays can pretty much go right through a really wet t-shirt, so a dry one over a wet one would be preferable.
I would think a light shirt would reflect light.
Light reflected off of you?
Yeah.
It would.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we want that.
Yes.
Okay. And I noticed that unlike me, who's not wearing a broad-brimmed hat.
You're wearing a hat, though.
Yes, but still, yeah, well, that's to protect the top of my head. We won't go there. But yeah, the back of the neck kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah. Okay.
Yep. And that's another good place for sunscreen that we forget. The back of the neck or the tops of the ears are really easy
to
forget.
When do we know if we've overdone it?
Well, you know, if you've got the redness of the skin, which actually can take a full 12 hours to show up,
really?
The sunburn, you know, so you might notice a little bit of pinkness when you come inside, but a full 12 hours later, you're going to see the full extent of the burn. And just a reminder that tanned skin is damaged skin as well. So we tend to think of a tan as being really healthy and youthful looking, but any change in the color of your skin as a result of the sun is considered sun damage.
At what point should I be concerned enough to go to a doctor?
Well, if you have severe pain from the sunburn, or if you're having any blistering on your skin from the sunburn, then you would want to come in or call us. If you notice any moles on your skin that are changing color, size, or shape, or if you have any new moles that are showing up, we'd want you to be seen, because then we're having some concerns possibly about skin cancer.
But the sun's still good for us, vitamin D, when we need that. So how do we get both?
Well,
safety and vitamin D.
Safety and vitamin D. Well, you know, we definitely want people out for many reasons, not, you know, just to be active. And like you said, the vitamin D, because we need that to absorb calcium. It can help with depression and heart disease. So definitely be out. But if you can be wearing sunscreen, you're still getting enough of that UV light to help, you know, your body produce that vitamin D, and you're getting all the good benefits of the sun without any of the negatives.
Okay, before I let you go and we move on to winter, there's still a problem with the sun in the wintertime.
That's true. We forget that you can still get a sunburn in the wintertime or on cloudy days. The sun loves to reflect off of the snow and come bouncing right back at us. So you need to wear sunscreen even when it's freezing cold outside and even on cloudy days, because the UV light is still there.
Well, freezing cold might not sound good sometimes, but it wouldn't be too bad.
That's true.
Amy Marie Schmidt, she's a registered nurse, Sawtooth Mountain Clinic, and she's in today to talk about SunGuard. Thank you very much, and do listen up, folks, because it's been a real scorcher, and it's going to continue to be hot, so be careful in the sun.
Yeah, thank you, guys.